And 6:06, it is mostly cloudy, 68 degrees in Tulsa, warming to only 74 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. While the unemployment rate is down across the Tulsa metro, the number crunchers are nervous. With the Postal Distribution Center and American Airlines reductions hanging in the future, they want the unemployment rate here down as quick as possible.
When looking from year to year, we certainly are doing better than we were last year at this time, and we hope to see that trend continue.
If the center closes, 600 jobs will be lost, and American Airlines released an earlier report saying as many as 2,100 jobs in Tulsa could be lost as a result of its bankruptcy restructuring. Tulsa City Councilors are expected to pass a resolution urging state lawmakers to increase funding for public school districts. The districts have been dealing with cutbacks in recent years, and city leaders want to send a message. Tulsa business leaders agree that more money is needed for education. Metro Chamber President Mike Neal says it's a top priority.
Number one is increasing education funding. We think for the long-term future of our state, for the long-term economic development of our state, that we've got to have a quality education system.
Time is short for legislators to make changes to the budget. They must, by law, adjourn before the end of the month. It was a rough weekend on area roads. A Skytook man was killed last night on Highway 169 near Ooligaw. 74-year-old Jimmy Roberts was killed when his pickup truck crossed the center line and slammed head-on into a tractor-trailer rig. Both vehicles caught fire. On Saturday, a wreck near Kellyville closed the Turner Turnpike for hours. 10 vehicles were involved in that crash. It was 1 month yesterday that this community was reeling from news that 5 people had been shot at random in North Tulsa. Mayor Bartlett says since that time, he has witnessed an amazing transformation in Tulsa.
It brings understanding and support from different parts of Tulsa, and that in itself is a real good opportunity to get into this concept of One Tulsa. And we're all in it together.
The mayor is pleased with the progress that is made, but says there is still much more to do to mend old divides. 2 people have emerged as the top candidates to become the director of the Oklahoma Department of Human Services. The Oklahoman reports that former U.S. Ambassador to South Africa Eric Boast and retired Tennessee DHS Deputy Commissioner Ed Lake will be interviewed this week. The commissioners are searching for a successor to Howard Hendrick, who resigned as director earlier this year. A dedication ceremony is set for a week from Friday at the Tulsa International Airport. Airport Deputy Director Alexis Higgins says they'll be showing off the renovated Concourse B, complete with charging stations.
We have like over 800 power outlets now on the concourse. So there's some statistic out there that talks about how every family travels with at least 4 plug-in devices. So we will be set for our customers, and hopefully there won't be a line to use the plug at our airport.
The concourse features new interior and seating. Higgins calls it impressive and just in time for summer travel. Our weather forecast, a chance of rain. It drops as the day progresses. It'll be partly sunny by this afternoon and much cooler today, a high of only 74. Tonight, it will be cloudy and mild, 55 for a low. Tomorrow, partly sunny and nice with a high of 73. National Weather Service radar shows showers and thunderstorms across the border into Kansas and southwest Missouri. Nothing in our part of the state. Right now, it is cloudy and 68. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.